Therapy Insiders is sponsored by WebPT, the ultimate EMR. Why are they the ultimate? Well, one of the reasons is because they're going to help you with ICD-10, the transition to the new codes. You need to know it, and you probably don't know it as well as you should. Check them out at www.webpt.com/podcast to find out more about ICD-10 for a free demo and a lot more. Hello, welcome back to Therapy Insiders, part of the UpDoc Media family. I'm Dr. Gene Schirakerbrod here with Dr. Joe Palmer and Dr. Ersin Religioso. I feel like I haven't said that in a while now. If people are following these podcasts in chronological order, more power to you. It's been a while since the core group's been together, I feel like.
Have I not been on for a while?
I know. No, you had your anniversary last week, and
anniversary, yes,
and something before. So it's good to have the team back together. Dr. Ben Fung filled in awesomely last podcast. Shout out! But it's always nice. It's always nice to be home.
It's good to be back.
It's like the original Avengers are back together.
Yeah, it didn't take too long for you to go back to your comic books and your Avengers, did it?
No.
Speaking of Avengers, my son, I don't know if you've seen the superhero club thing of Marvel's doing for kids. He is obsessed with it. It's like kids' version of Marvel superheroes.
Yeah, I want that. Don't you get like working Iron Man gloves and stuff? It looks pretty awesome.
No, we haven't gotten there yet, but he's in the cartoon phase of the superheroes, and it's just like silly stuff, but they have actual storylines from the Marvel comics, just kid version, and for some reason Hulk is an idiot.
He goes through his smart phases, but for the most part he's kind of an idiot.
Well, they definitely do that. What about you, Joe? What have you been up to?
Hey, just living the dream, man.
Who's
that? Sounds great. Joe's dream.
That's right. My dream.
Not your dream, Gene.
Well, people say that all the time, living the dream. They just never specify whose dream they're living.
Gene's dream.
We just went for a weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, and it's a nice little town if you're in the Virginia area and you're looking for a nice weekend getaway. It's right by UVA, and a lot of outdoors activities and things to do down there. So it was nice little retreat.
Sounds like a fun trip, a little getaway. We talked a little bit earlier before we got on and started recording our usual get together, small chat. And I don't know, you know, it's always good to be busy as long as you're busy in a productive way, right? And I've had a lot of stuff going on, a lot of work stuff, moving to a house. And I've been having like 2 weeks where I just feel like I need a drink, you know, like I need a pub. And sometimes, you know, there's a lot of pubs, there's a lot of bars around. But sometimes you want something more with a pub, right, Ersin?
Yeah, definitely. Like an entire plant, maybe.
Maybe combining PT and pubs, getting a drink with PTs, people that really understand you.
Like as if hanging out with PTs all day, you just can't get enough. These people are awesome, but I wish I could actually drink with them.
Exactly. Well, you can't get enough. You can get enough of them for sure, but you can't get enough of them with alcohol. You can't get enough of them sober.
Yeah, I'm tired of all these sober PTs.
Yeah, who needs sober PTs? They're everywhere, dime a dozen. But give PTs a drink, and all of a sudden, it's a whole new level. So if there is only somebody... If somebody existed that just came up with this idea of combining PTs and pubs, if only such a thing existed, that'd be pretty cool.
Should we talk to that person?
That's a great question. I believe we should. And I think such a person exists. Right, Urson? I think you should just go ahead and introduce him.
All right. Well, we are very fortunate. If you haven't left the podcast by now, we're very fortunate enough to have as our guest tonight, one Tan Quatre. By the silence, I'm taking it that I got it totally 100% correct.
You guys not only nailed the intro, but you nailed the pronunciation. Thank you for that.
Oh, the streak is over.
I think he's being kind.
No, you got it. Just a nail on the head. Excellent work.
Really?
Wow. Well, that's boring.
I'm going to drop my mic now.
Urson mic drop. Boom.
Yes. Boom.
So welcome to the podcast, and obviously we're alluding to the PT pub night, and I've seen it all over the place, right? And we've talked about it almost like I guess like Kleenex and tissues, where if you need a tissue, you say, hey, let me get a Kleenex. So whenever PTs get together, it's PT pub night. But apparently it's an actual company. What the hell, Thomas? What is PT pub night, and am I going to get sued if I start calling things PT pub night?
Yeah, PT pub night's an actual thing. It's been a labor of love last couple of years now, it's in that in its simplicity, I think that's where the appeal comes. PTs have been getting together in pubs since the beginning of both PTs and pubs, I think, put together this concept and really develop a community out of it. We actually started to see some pretty rich ideas and relationships that we're developing. So yeah, it's an actual thing.
So if people want to come out to PT pub nights, if they want to get together, I mean, what is the process of that, and what do people really have to do to get together?
Well, so short answer is nothing. I mean, you know, getting together, and meeting up for a coffee or a beer or something after work. There's really no magic to that. It's just, you know, we've been doing it forever. The unique thing about PT Pub Night that we think is pretty cool is that it really is a community that really combines these different small events together into a larger community. So what we do with our team is we make that easy for people. We take out some of the, not that it's complex, to get together, but we take out some of the complexity by setting events. We certainly help out quite a bit when it comes to promoting the events and helping solicit attendance and make it just easy for someone to be a leader and get their local community out. So we handle all that through PT Pub Night. Our website's ptpubnight.com. So that kind of serves as a central hub for us. And it's easy as that.
Nice. The first rule of PT Pub Night is you do talk about PT Pub Night.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
Just laugh awkwardly. Yeah, that was great.
I actually caught you the first time. I just didn't think it was funny.
That was a pretty good awkward laugh. Well done.
I saw that you're trying to promote a national event now, right?
Yeah. So is there like a PDF? So what we did is, so we started really getting going. It wasn't long before we really started to gain some traction within multiple, and we just started meeting a lot of really cool people. And so what happened with the national event idea, it wasn't even our idea. We had a PT Pub Nighter Chicago with an idea of, hey, listen, you know, this is great what we're doing in all these different pockets of the U.S. But what do you think about putting together an event that is meant to bring people together from different locations and something that would not compete with the paradigm of the conference? You know, we all go to these conferences and they're very valuable. I learn a lot. I enjoy meeting people, but they're very frantic. And it's tough to get everything in. Focus on your relationships with others. If you're going to focus on that, it's going to come at the cost of, you know, the coursework that you want to attend. And if you focus on the books and speakers with any time, the time to invest in the relationship. So we had the site leader came to us from Chicago, Sarah Haig.
Shout out.
Entry physiotherapy. You must know Sarah.
I was just there this past weekend with Sarah, Sandy, and Jared Durham. Shout out.
Well, then everything I'm going to talk about right now is going to make perfect sense because you understand you know who we're dealing with there.
Oh, I understand.
And I'm not talking about Jerry either. Sarah reached out to us. I'd like to, you know, what do you think of this idea, basically? And for us, one of the big premises that we've been working from with PT Pub Night, which is different from sort of my day job with Vanish Clinical Solutions, is that, hey, let's just let this thing go. Let's not hold the reins really tight. Let's just let this thing happen and see where our profession wants it to go. And honoring that, we told Sarah, even though we didn't know what we were doing, we said, well, sure, we can do an annual event. So in 2014, what we did is we ended up putting together a concept for what this event would look like. Sarah graciously offered to help us out with the setup and event planning around a weekend in Chicago, and we had our first national event. We promoted it for, we didn't have a whole lot of lead time. I think it was just a few months. And, you know, considering the commitment to an entire weekend with your profession, with professionals that some for, we were just completely blown away with the commitment and the weekend that we came away with. So that was 2014, August, we did that event. And when we stepped back from that, we immediately started thinking, well, listen, this is something that, you know, if we have a little bit more time to think about how we're going to go about building this up and promoting it and consider some additional paradigms for what it might look like, we could probably really blow this thing up into something much, much larger. And that's what we're doing in 2015 with the evolution of the annual event, which is now called PT Untapped.
So before we get to PT Untapped, what do you see as the true benefit of PTs getting together and talking? Because we talk all the time together, right? We talk on Twitter. We talk on various social medias. I'm guessing people are quite drunk when they're on Twitter based on some of the conversations I have. What is the value of getting people in a place face-to-face and actually interacting together? I mean, aside from the conference, you know, the conference are what they are, and they have different values, most not content-oriented. But what about getting people away from kind of their scripts, essentially?
Well, so before I get into that, I do want to make, I guess, one clarification about the notion of PT Pub Night and what that represents or what it means. Because we've had some people ask us the question, is this about beer? Is this about alcohol? And really, it's not. Really, the venue of the pub is meant to be one that is really conducive to relationship building, one that is different from that we're exposed to every day within our clinical or academic or hospital environment. And with that, the relationships can evolve in a different, and those things that are maybe not as natural to talk about or less comfortable or not appropriate when you know, the 8-to-5 context really become fair game now within PT Pub Night. So the real benefit is that those conversations that can happen and some of the magic, you know, as I like to refer to it, can really be expedited. It can move a lot faster and opportunities can come up within PT Pub Night that may never happen without it. And I've got examples of just, you know, cool experiences that I've been exposed to. Without even getting into the thousands of people who have attended these things, you know, so I know it, you know, I know there's something to it, you know, it really is a pretty cool thing.
And it's a very important business lesson, I think, that most people don't realize. And when you think about doing business, a lot of people think about business in terms of companies or even B2B when you're doing business to business. You're thinking about how do I get into this business or how do I get them to do business with me? People don't really think about business happens between individuals, between relationships that are established. And, you know, we do it all the time. We just don't really think about it, whether we're trying to meet with a physician and create a relationship, right? You're not really, first you might be thinking, oh, this clinic is there, this doctor's group is there. But when you go talk to the physician, it's that one-on-one relationship that will get you referrals. And I think it's the same thing. And I think the one, big picture scale sounds like this is the true value of PT Pub Night or PT Untapped is to have that relationship one-on-one. And who knows what kind of developments will happen from that business or growth or soft PT or whatever it is. And alcohol or not, like you said, it's just cool to have. And Ersin, I'm sure you travel all over the world teaching your eclectic approach course, and you should probably see this all the time. It's when you actually meet people, it's a whole different energy.
Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite things to do is to go out after the course and, you know, maybe talk shop and just talk whatever. I mean, certainly alcohol loosens people's tongues and, you know, that's why we all love it. But yeah, it doesn't even have to be alcohol. It just, there's just something about getting together with a bunch of like-minded individuals that, you know, just creates camaraderie and lasting friendship. So, and also I think that people, you know, you don't see a lot of other clinicians in your area.
WebP T is the ultimate EMR for physical therapy. You know that. One of the reasons is because they know ICD-10, and I don't. So I ask Heidi Janenga, COO of WebP T. Heidi, what the heck is ICD-10?
Well, ICD-10 is diagnosis codes on steroids. We're talking more than 68,000 codes. All HIPAA-covered entities must switch to ICD-10 on October 1st, 2015, or face claim denials. That's where WebPT can help. Our intuitive ICD-10 code selector is built right into our documentation platform, thus simplifying the patient diagnosis process. I encourage all of you to check it out. Visit webpt.com/podcast to request a free online demonstration.
I think it's good to catch up with people you normally consider competitors, but you should probably really be considering them colleagues.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me with the, you know, you can boil it to just a, you know, single word, opportunity. And that's to me what is probably the most valuable part of PT Pub Night is there will be opportunity if you allow yourself to be exposed to it. And it's a very conducive environment for stumbling across an opportunity that might have been in your town all along, but because you've never gotten into an environment that is really conducive to facilitating a relationship that can embrace that opportunity or be exposed to it, it never happened. And I like to share an example, you know, going back a few years now. You know, I live in a competitive environment here in Central Oregon, and there's just a lot of physical therapy here. And you know, before I got into the businesses that I run now, you know, if as a clinician, one of the things that we'd always scratch our heads about is, boy, how do we, you know, we'd love to kind of like around us show our cards a little bit too, so that we could really focus on collaborating for the benefit of the community. I'd love to reach out, you know, across town and maybe collaborate with another practice or another facility on a program or benefit or come to the benefit of the community. But it's really to do that in a competitive environment. Nobody wants to be the first one to show their cards. And the cool thing, the thing that I noticed on the first time that we held an event was that we had probably, you know, 15 to 20 clinics represented with, you know, 20 plus PT professionals that are all there having a good time and not really worried so much about what they're holding back. They're there to eagerly learn from those around them and to share what they're comfortable sharing. And as we've now, and I'm speaking specifically from my own experience with PT Pub Night here in my local market, now that we have this this cycle of meeting every month, it just becomes that much easier every single month. Now I'm really good friends and not just professional colleagues at a distance, those that I may have once competed with. I'm now, you know, picking up on the same conversation that we left off with a month ago, and great things come from that. And that's again a really cool part of PT Pub Night that distinguishes it from even from what happens at conferences, I think, but certainly from what happens in the day-to-day markets that we live in.
I think it's very easy to get caught up in that world of conspiracy and paranoia as a business owner, of whether should I say this, should I say that, will I lose my competitive advantage? But when you're in the world of small business and you're developing that business like a small practice or a private practice, and I think the value of having trust that people that are going through it is much more than the possibility of giving away a secret. Because come on, I mean, everyone is doing it. How different are you before it gets out? Probably not much. Joe, you could probably attest to this a little bit better. Do you have these groups? I mean, you need to have people that you can trust that are also doing this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think PT Pub Night get to know more people in that circle. But, whether you do it through a club night or whether you do it through like a mastermind group or an online collaboration, there does need to be people that you can bounce ideas off of in order to help the group as a whole grow. And I think that you can focus on the competition aspect, or you can focus on the common problems that we all face as practitioners and as business owners. I think that there are commonalities that everybody is trying to work towards solving. And if you can establish a group that is able to work together, somebody might have an answer to a question that's been bothering you for months, and they can shed some insight and over that hump. And it's not going to make you a better choice than them if they're choosing between two clinics. It doesn't hurt them to help you. You can look at it both ways, but if they have the solution and they're already cranking on it, then their practice is already doing that. It's making your practice a better practice by them sharing that information. But it's not gonna make a patient choose you over them. They're not losing any business, and honestly, there's enough business to go around. The real thing is to really make, in my case, I feel like, I'm a supporter of private practice, and I feel like, the more you can interact with private practice members and collaborate, the better we can be, provide service to our patients, and to fight the man.
And I think we've talked about this before. It's kind of, if we integrate some of the world of entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship, it's a very tight knit group that once I started transitioning away from the clinic more towards running a different kind of business and more being an entrepreneur. That is an incredibly, incredibly diverse field and an environment and culture of people that just want to help people. And I think that's one of the big things that most people don't realize about networking. It's generally wanting to help people and then leveraging the connections, not just meeting people, but getting to know people and asking for help and offering help, saying, hey, try this out, sometimes without wanting anything in return. And those things pay back so, so much more. And I mean, that's the benefit I see of PT Pub Night and similar events. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would throw onto that too, that, you know, that's a responsibility that I take really seriously, is that, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I mean, I'm genetically programmed to think in that way. And one thing I know about our profession is that, that's the minority. There's a lot of our profession that are, that don't think in that way. And so things that, you know, may be of concern, to our profession, with regard to sharing competitive intel or, information about intel, whatever it may be, there's very little harm in sharing some of that information, but there's a ton of opportunity that can come from the ability to create relationships. Because, you know, in my day job, you know, I'm an entrepreneur and a consultant, and I work on the management side of things, within physical therapy. And, you know, I say all the time, we've got all of the answers we need live within our profession. It's not, you know, we've got issues that we're working against, but they're not insurmountable, and we have the smarts. We've got the value, and we've got the professionals to figure out what we need to do to be the big winners as we move forward as a profession. All signs point to we can be the winners in healthcare. But the only way that we're going to do that is by collaborating. If we're all sitting here in silos and no one wants to talk to anybody and share information, and we still think that we're going to emerge victors over other competing professions, there's no way. There's absolutely no way. And that's when that comes back to the mission of PT Pub Night, which is that improve our profession. And that's, and we're trying to use one of the most abusive venues and ideas to do that.
So what's next for PT Pub Night?
So we've done some cool things this year. There's a couple of, I was talking earlier about the annual event 2014 and the fact that that's evolving this year. So we've got PT Untapped coming up, and which is essentially the 2015, you know, annual event. And what we've done is it's still over a weekend. We've now tied it to the month of October, which is also National PT Month, in a spirit of working together with the APTA and other like-minded professional organizations to really untap this potential that we have as physical therapists. And the way that we're doing that is...
You're very good at play on words, by the way. Well done.
We try to have a common theme in there. Yeah, we work hard at that. So what we're trying to do is help to provide some leadership, some ideas, and facilitate an excuse for PTs to get out of their comfort zone a little bit, do something that without a little bit of prodding, they may not otherwise do, and challenge them to really untap this potential of the profession in their communities. And so where we're at today is we've got four commitments from 46 different cities within the U.S. In the weekend of October 9th through the 11th, these different communities are going to be figuring out what they want to do to reach in and touch their communities in a new way. For example, what we're going to be doing here in Central Oregon, and we've partnered with a local physical therapist here who specializes in oncology rehab. It's an area that is desperately needed, not just in our area, but in probably all communities. Lack of understanding of what's the role of a physical therapist when someone has cancer, because surely we don't cure cancer. But there's a lot that we can do to improve quality of life and to help help people make it through cancer in a way that is, you know, optimal and productive and activity based. And so what we're doing here is we've actually created an event called Press On Moving Lives Through Cancer. This event is partnering PT Untapped with Atlas, which is one of our myriad local brewers in Central Oregon. They embraced the idea right out of the gates and said, hey, and came back to us with ideas. They said, hey, listen, what we'd like to do is we'd like to make a special private label for this event called Press On. So we're going to be bottling cider that is going to be purchased, and then we're going to donate the proceeds to a local cancer foundation. And we expect to have several hundred people at the event. We're going to have live music, activities. We're going to be doing, hopefully doing live cider pressing at the event. And it's all going to be built around physical therapists within our community that are there to show the community that, hey, listen, cancer is something that affects us all. And we've got something to offer that is part of the solution. So it's going to be a really cool thing. And to see this cropping up in dozens of cities throughout the US, after just kind of allowing the idea to evolve and go the direction that it can go, is really a rewarding thing.
Well, it's nice to hear that it's resonating with people, and it's growing, and people PTs in specific are very, very much so understanding the value of it, and it's resonating. It's resonating. I think for the most part, a lot of PTs are ready to connect and ready to step out. And I think we keep hearing it, and we keep talking about it, especially on Twitter. But on Twitter, it's the same problem. It's the microcosm of the problem that we have, is that we preach to the choir. On Twitter, the same thing. We talk and we talk, but it's a small group that's always talking and another small group that's always listening and once in a while jump in. And it's been great. I've been seeing a lot of new names coming and joining the conversation, which is great. But it's nice to see people really buying into this idea. And like you said, I wouldn't call it an excuse. I'd call it a reason to step out and do something and be giving, you know, a place and a reason to actually partake and join in with other PTs and build a community that's more than just conferences and social media, actual one-on-one interaction. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Does anyone signed up in Buffalo yet? Because actually, I just put an application in to host one.
Oh, did you really?
Let's
see here.
That's Erson, Erson, religioso. Religioso. If you call him religioso, you're done. You can't be.
I'll let you say it about three times before I correct you.
You're dead.
Well, I'm glad I didn't start off then. Yeah, because I would have got that wrong. Yeah. I don't see Buffalo on the list here, but I tell you what, it's not too late.
PT Pub Night, yeah, Erson's house.
Well, the thing is, when you said October 9th, I could host this, I could organize this, but I'm actually going to be teaching a course in Pittsburgh, so.
Yeah, hey, we'll take you any way we can get you, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll be in Pittsburgh, so I'll try to start one in Pittsburgh with Next Gen PT and Joe Brents and those guys.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm not sure how aware you might be, but we're in the month of September, we should hit our 800th event. So we're almost at 800 events. We've been in over 250 cities. We've been in 8 or 9 countries, including recently at the World Congress in Singapore, had an event there. And we've only got just a few states left here in the U.S. that we have not been in. I think we've been in about 40, I don't know if it's 44 or 45 states. So our reach is really good.
Excuse me, sorry. When is National PT Pub Night in Hawaii?
Oh, I'm there.
As soon as I can get a ticket.
Get on that. That's when I want to know. I'll be at that one.
Come on, Hawaii.
Step up, Hawaii. Exactly. So if people want to find out more about PT Pub Night now and future events, where will they go?
So you can get a hold of us at ptpubnight.com. So there's lots to learn there and get the event information and the contact forms and all that. You can also email us at hello@ptpubnight.com. And we have it staffed, you know, 5 days a week. So, I mean, we're on it with as far as PT, but I get response either through the website, or, via email, and then, over social media at, Facebook, PT Pub Night, or at PT Pub Night.
And what about you? If people want to find you on Twitter, ask you questions, where can they find you?
Yep. I'm at Tan Squadre, TANNUSQUATRE. And you can also get a hold of me at Tanis at ptpubnet.com.
What's the origin of Tanis?
Oh, Tanis is an Egyptian name. Goes way back, and I don't have I'm a product of the 70s, what can I say? Because I've got no other connection other than my parents wanted something unusual.
Very nice.
And that's what they got.
That they did. Very unique. I'm no stranger to unique names. I don't think any of us are except for Joe Palmer.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, so I have one last question. You guys can jump in as well. I mean, I'm curious from a business standpoint, how do you actually maintain yourself as a growing, thriving business?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. No, you're talking about with regard to PT Pub Night?
Right.
Yeah, so I'm very fortunate in this way. With you know, referred to as my day job, you know, honestly, PT Pub Night is my day job as well. Within my company, Vantage Clinical Solutions, which I've been has been a business since 2007. We have a marketing team that works on behalf of our clients as well as on behalf of Vantage as a company that allowed us to execute and ramp this up and really promote it in a way. When we were testing it out, we were able to kind of test it out and figure out if this is a go or no go kind of a project. As it has grown, it certainly requires resources now that are far beyond our ability just to dabble. So we have full-time staff that actually are working on PT Pub Night, promoting events, getting people going. The way that we make that pencil out economically is we work with sponsors who help us to support the community, and we've got a number of really great sponsors that have helped us to do that. Physicaltherapy.com came on pretty early on and really embraced what we were doing, and have been a really important part of growing PT Pub Night, as has cell staff, Dan Gutierrez. I don't know if you guys know Dan, but
do not know Dan.
Yeah, and just some folks that have really embraced us kind of from the get-go, and we've got a number of others, including my own companies, that have supported this.
Very nice. So definitely a sponsor model, but that's good. I mean, for sponsors to buy in, they really have to trust that this is going to grow to enough people for them to see that they're sponsoring it, but they also have to really believe in the cause, that they're willing to put their name behind something. So more power to you, man, and glad to hear it. Urson, Joe, any final closing thoughts or comments?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I'm excited to learn about when the next one is around the Baltimore area. So everybody check it out where the next one is around you.
Hey, that's great. I'll make sure we reach out and get information you need so you can be PT Pub Nighters in your area.
Nice. Yeah, I'm excited to get this started in Buffalo or Pittsburgh. So I don't really have any other questions. I think I just took a peek at the website. Looks great. And I took a look at Vantage Clinical Solutions too. So maybe we'll have you back on for that.
Yeah, part 2.
It'd be great, guys. Appreciate it so much.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks for joining us. We learned a lot. Now I know PT Pub Night is an actual company, and I feel more enlightened for it. So we'll definitely keep track of it. I know Sarah and Sandy were telling me a little bit about you. We were having some dinner and drinks, so I got a little bit of scoop, but it was great to hear. All good things. Nothing to worry about there. But thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll definitely check it out. And once it's in Hawaii, we'll fly out there. We'll do Therapy Insiders Hawaii edition.
Nice.
I'll be there with you.
Awesome. So again, for myself, Urson, and Joe, thanks for joining us. And as always, check us out on iTunes, on Stitcher, on our website, updocmedia.com. We'll be having our other podcast, three podcasts launching pretty soon after Labor Day, once everyone kind of gets into their routines. And the other ones will be, of course, The Strength Doc with Dr. John Russin, The Running Story, A Running Story with Amanda Loudon, and Business, Baseball, and Bourbon with our very own Jerry Durham. So reviews really help us. Please leave us a review on iTunes. You've been really great with that. Really appreciate it. And our favorite thing is the conversations that get going on Twitter and through email. So please let us know what you think of these episodes. If you have any questions for Tanis or any of us on Twitter, I'm sure we'd be more than happy to talk about anything related to PT Pub Night. So for all of us, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.